what was it like to work with Sean Gordon Murphy? I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Dave Gibbons and that that old school like 80s gritty, you know, artistry. So how did you guys get together and decide the art style for this comic?
Well, you know, working with Dave was like a wish, a magic wish or something, you know, because when I was a kid, I read Dave's comics, you know, so getting to work with him was just like a dream. You know, generally the guys I do my creative runs with are guys who I've worked with at Marvel, you know, like Steve McNiven or John Romita Jr. or guys from DC like Frank Quitely or whatever, you know. Sean had never worked with before, which is quite unusual for me because, like I said, we normally have some kind of track record together. I'm just such a fan. I mean, somebody had recommended him on my website. I was saying, like, who's an artist I should be checking out? And I hadn't seen any of his stuff. And then I saw it, and I totally fell in love with it, you know? And he's got two things going for him. He's brilliant, right? I mean, he's amazing. Like, if you say, hey, I'd like something in set in 15th century Samarkand in the Middle East, he'll draw it perfectly, and people will be wearing the belt buckles they were wearing 500 years ago. You know, you'll just get it so right, you know, which is amazing because it saves me doing that research. But the other thing about him is he's so bloody fast. And I think over the last couple of years, I've been just the guys who were doing 2 pages a week or something. So it was amazing getting pages in like 5-6 pages a week and every page looking like a poster or something. It was just a total treat. And I said to him, like, you're good enough to work on another project. You know, we're going to start Cronenberg 2 at the end of the year. But he's doing Tokyo Ghost in the meantime. And I was like, I feel as if I've just been dating the most beautiful girl in the world and she's now going out with someone else. I do feel these incredible pangs of jealousy when I see his credit beside someone else's.